Blog Talk Radio.
About you. I can tell the nation I've been blessed. I tell them that the cup of God has come. Yeah, I tell them the victory, yeah, has been won. I bow joy, so much joy unto my soul. Oh yeah, unto my soul. Oh, I can tell the world, oh Lord, about this. I can tell the nation I've been blessed. I can tell them that the Comforter has come. Yeah. I'll tell you that the victory, yeah, has been won. And he brought joy, oh, so much joy unto my soul. Oh, yeah. Unto my soul. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. He did just what he said. Oh, yes, he did. He did, yeah, just what he said. Yes, he did. He healed sick. He raised the dead. Oh, he did. Yeah, he did. And just what he said. And he brought joy. So much joy. And to my soul, oh, thank you, Lord, yeah. And to my soul, yeah. Well, you know, I said I wouldn't tell it to a living soul how he brought salvation in. He made me whole. Oh, oh, he made me laugh. Oh, he made me cry. Yeah, when he set my sinful soul on fire. And he brought joy, oh, so much joy, yeah, unto my soul, oh, Lord, to my soul. So, yes, he did. He brought joy, yes, he did. So much joy, yeah, unto my soul. Oh, thank you, Father. Yes, he brought joy. So much joy unto my soul. Yes, he did, children. Unto my soul, yes, he did. He brought joy, Anybody out there, I know he brought can you be a witness? He brought joy. Yes, he did. He brought joy. So much joy unto my soul. Unto my soul. Thank you, Lord. He brought joy. Can anybody be a witness? He brought joy, so much joy into my soul. Ooh, hold on there. Into my soul. Ooh, he brought joy. He brought joy to me. Oh, my joy unto my soul. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, he brought joy. Somebody out there can agree with me, I'm sure. He brought joy. He brought peace. He brought love. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. He brought joy. Oh, yes, he did. Feel my heart with love and him wrote my name above. Yeah, he brought joy. Thank you, Lord. So much joy unto my soul. Anybody out there got joy? Anybody out there got peace? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Oh, and today, 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 hallelujah, I got a mind. Live for Jesus. All of my days. Yeah, I got a mind. Live for Jesus. All of my days. Oh, yes, I have. Oh, thank you, Lord. Sometimes I'm up. Sometimes I'm down. Yeah, sometimes she never to the ground. But I got a mind. Still got a mind. I'm gonna live for Jesus all of my days. Anybody out there got a mind? Live
Hello?
For Jesus all of my days. Anybody out there got a mind? Live for Jesus. All
Amen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you may be right sometimes. Sometimes you may be wrong. But keep on praying. Yeah. And the Lord will make you strong. Yeah. If you got a mind. Oh, Lord. You ought to live for Jesus all of your days. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, I got a mind. Live for Jesus all of my days.
Amen.
Good evening. Good evening. You are listening
Amen.
To Just Your Outreach Ministries. Amen, amen. I am truly Evangelist Zadie Alford. And I would like to invite you and welcome you to Just Show Up Outreach Ministries. Just Show Up Outreach Ministries is reaching out to the lost, the outcast, the hurting, the lonely, oppressed, or depressed, offering God's gift of love as Jesus did for the Samaritan woman. Oh, my God, you ought to read John, the fourth chapter. About the Samaritan woman. So knowing her condition.
Amen.
Jesus knows our condition. He offered her a free gift, and that was the water of life that would lead to eternal life. Glory, 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 glory.
Amen.
Amen.
He is reaching out to us. When he died on the cross, amen, he was reaching out to us. Amen, amen, amen. He died, amen, that we may live. And this evening, I just would like to welcome you, welcome you, welcome you. Amen, amen. Amen. Now we're going to have a scripture reading by Minister Vivian George. Is Minister Vivian George on the line?
Amen, amen. Praise God. Yes. Hallelujah.
Is Minister Vivian George on the line?
Hello. Yes, I would like to say.
Yes, ma'am.
Ma'am.
I would like to say.
Amen. Can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
hello.
Praise God. Thank God tonight for his gracious mercy. Thank him for his grace. And thank God for his word, which is strength and marrow to our bones. Tonight I'm going to read from Galatians 5, starting at verse 16 through 26. And the word of God reads as thus. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary, the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the thing that ye would. Praise God. Did you hear that? Hallelujah. I need to read that verse again. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye wish. My Lord, my God. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulation, wrath, strife, sedition, heresies, envies, murder, drunkenness, reveling, and such like. I tell you before, I have also told you in past time. So he's just telling us the things he done told us before. Praise God. That they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love. Praise God. Joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faithfulness, meekness, temperance. Against there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. Amen for the word of God.
Amen. 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 If you don't mind,
if you don't mind putting your phone on mute, if you have noise in your background, I appreciate it. I'm unmuting some numbers, so I need you to put your phone on mute if you are talking in the background. I would appreciate it. Amen, amen. Well, right now is Brother Keyshard. Is Brother Keyshard available?
Oh, they had get her track meeting up.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Brother Keyshard, come forward, my brother.
Okay.
With your prayer. Kishala.
My name is Keyshala, and I'm very blessed to be here. Today I'm going to be talking about kindness, which is
in the room.
Keyshard, I want you to do your prayer right now.
Okay. God, I pray for everybody who's struggling in the pandemic at this moment. I pray for everybody who needs a home but doesn't have one. I pray for people who stuck on the road and they get a home. I pray for the homeless. I pray for everybody who needs it. I pray that God brings peace to the world. I pray that we have peace. And I pray that we have justice for everybody who needs it. I pray for my family. I pray for everybody on the channel. I pray for everybody in the name of God. I pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Yeah, God bless you. Keyshard. Amen. 10 years old. Houston, Texas. Keyshard, London. Amen. God bless you, young man. Amen. Is Minister Sharon on the line?
Yes, ma'am.
Excuse me.
Minister Sharon, would you do a opening prayer?
Okay. Let everyone on the line bow your head. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just thank you for this blessed day, Lord, that you have let us see. Father God, I ask you to bless each member that's on the line, bless those that want to be on the line, but for some apparent reason they couldn't make it, Lord God, I speak blessings upon them in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you for this line. I thank you for each one that's on this line, God. Bless each and every one on the line, Lord God, and bless those that want to come on the line. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. In Jesus' blessed, wonderful name, I pray. Amen, and thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, amen. Amen. Brother Gary. Brother Gary Smith.
Hello?
Brother, I'm calling for Brother Gary Smith. I'm calling for Brother Gary Smith right now. Okay. Brother Gary Smith is not on, so we're going to call for a song from Minister Brenda Mims. Minister Brenda Mims on. Minister Brenda Mims, are you on?
Yes, I would like. I would like to sing.
Not you right now, Bree. You coming in a minute, my sweetie pie.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in a little bit, baby doll.
Yes, ma'am.
I was trying to see, is Minister Brenda Mims on?
Are we on a conference call?
How you doing today?
Okay.
It's Sister Diane.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless you. Bless you. Bless you, my sister. Amen. Okay, I don't see Minister Brenda Mims. Minister Sharon, can you check and see if she's having a problem getting on for me? And I would appreciate
yes, ma'am.
It. So, and we are just right. The children are so anxious. I hear them beautiful voices. We're going to go ahead on, and we're going to call the shining stars of Macomb, Mississippi, the shining stars of love. Amen. Their mother usually bring them on, and then we are going to go on into our topic for today. And our topic today is the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit. Amen. The fruit of the Spirit. And we are going to learn, our children are going to learn about the fruit of the Spirit, what God expects Christians to be like, that fruit, amen, the fruit of the Holy Spirit, amen. And Minister Vivian already read the scriptures, and she was telling us about the works of the flesh and how all of the jealousy and the evil and the strife and the malice and all of that stuff. She was telling us about all that in the scriptures. And so we're going to hear about or learn more about what God expects, what kind of fruit God expects us to bear. Amen. Right now you're in the hands of the shining stars of love from Macomb, Mississippi. They're going to do a song, and then they're going to tell what fruit they have. Amen.
Amen. I'm the mother of Kyra Nichols and Bri Maya and Bri Nara. They come with the song. The name of that group, the Shining Stars of Love from Macomb, Mississippi. And my name is Bridget Nichols. If anyone needs for them to sing on their radio show, my number is 601-730-5476. I announce the Shining Stars of Love. Come up.
Amen, amen. If you don't have any noise in your background, you're free to open your, unmute your phone and applaud them.
I will be singing Mary, Mary, Heaven. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Okay, thanks. All right. I gotta get myself together, 'cause I got some place to go. And I'm praying when I get there, I see everyone I know. I wanna go to heaven. I wanna go to heaven. Said I wanna go to heaven. Do you want to go to heaven? Can you picture a place when there's a smile on every face, and all the worry, all the stressing, all the pressures being erased? Walking down the street that's golden, angels singing perfect weather. Everybody got a mansion, and it just don't get no better. Yeah, I gotta get myself together, 'cause I got some place to go. And I'm praying when I get there, I see everyone I know. I wanna go to heaven, wanna go to heaven. Do you wanna go to heaven, wanna go to heaven? The only way I can explain it, that in life we go through changes. Though we know it serves a purpose, still sometimes it just seems worthless. But this ride that I am running, whether I'm running fast or slow, long as I just keep on running, I'm just gonna make it there someday. I know. Gotta get myself together, 'cause I got some place to go. When I'm praying, when I get there, I see everyone I know. Wanna go to heaven. I wanna go to heaven. I wanna go to heaven. I wanna go to heaven. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Okay.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Excuse me, I thought my phone had cut out. that my call dropped, but everything is okay.
You still there?
Hello, yes, I'm still here. Yes, I'm still here. Do you want me to go on and do the reading?
Yes, the children do their part.
Okay, the children. Okay, we will have Remaya coming up doing patient. She will talk about patient. Remaya, you hear me? Come on in, Remaya. Well, thank you, Maya. She's coming over. I will call Bree Kara Nichols.
Come here over. Here go, Maya.
Okay, here you go, Bree Maya. Hold on. Thank you. Bree Maya's coming up. She's going to talk about patience. The spirit of the fruit, she's going to talk about patience. Come on, Bree Maya.
Yeah.
Amen.
The,
thank you, Lord.
The most powerful warriors are patience and time.
Next, we will have Bree Kara. She's going to talk about peace. Come on, Bree Kara.
She's ready.
You ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, go ahead.
The day the power of love overrules the love of power, the world will know peace.
Wow. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, is there another one? Is there another one, Bridget?
Yes, next
Hello?
We will have... Hello, hello, yes, I'm here.
I'm waiting for the next one.
Okay, next we will have Brinara. She's going to talk about joy. Come on, Brinara, you ready? Come on. Okay, she's ready.
Joy.
Joy.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Find joy.
Found joy.
In me.
In me.
For I am.
For I am.
Your strength.
Your strength.
It is.
It is.
To keep.
To keep.
Your joy.
Your joy.
Alive.
Alive.
Joy.
Joy.
Is in Jesus.
It's in Jesus.
Joy.
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 Whenever.
Whenever.
You are struggling.
You are struggling.
With difficulty.
With difficulty.
You need.
You need.
To guard your thoughts.
To guard your thoughts.
Spoken word carefully.
Spoken word carefully.
Joy.
Joy.
Will become.
Will become.
Strength.
Strength.
And Jesus.
And Jesus.
Give us strength.
Give us strength.
Take time.
Take time.
To praise me.
To praise me.
Speak.
Speak.
Or sing words.
Or sing words.
Of worship.
Of worship.
Read scriptures.
Read scriptures.
They help.
They help.
You rejoice.
You rejoice.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Joy.
peace, joy, patience. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, now, Bridget, you may read your reading at this time. Mm-hmm. Bridget? Hello, Bridget?
Okay, I will talk about change. Excuse me, I thought I unmuted. I will talk about change. Change is the way you think, the way you live. Change is changing minds to the mindset of Jesus Christ by the word of God. Change is dealing with from you having a bad attitude to you versus to have a willing mind to change your attitude, self-discipline, your character, your personality. And change starts within to be a transformation, being Christ-like minded, having the same love, being one, be Christ-like, our thoughts will be different. Change comes with God molding and shaping us as Christians. Okay. Second Timothy 1 verse 7. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and self-discipline. The Christian life is all about trusting me in good times and in hard times. I am Lord over all your circumstances, so I want to be involved in every aspect of your life. You can quickly connect with me by affirming your confidence in me here and now. When your world seems dark and you trust me anyway, example, when you're back against the wall, when things going wrong, still trust God, still depend upon God. Lean not to your own understanding, but lean and trust and depend upon the Lord. The Lord, his light shines brightly through you. You display a transcendent faith, weaken spiritual forces of evil. And my supernatural light showing through your blessings and strengthens people around you. Clinging to me in the dark requires you to persistently exert your will or power. But while you're grasping onto me, remember, my hand has eternal grip on yours. No matter what you're going through, just hold on to God's unchanging hand. He will never let you go. When you feel on the verge of giving up, don't give up. Don't give in. Just let go and let God. Cry out for his assistance. Help me, Holy Spirit. This brief prayer enables you to tap into his limitless resources. Even when your circumstances look dark and threatening, my light is still shining on in surpassing splendor. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Talking about change. Amen. 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 That works right at just coincide with the gift, the fruit of the Spirit, because the fruit of the Spirit brings about a change. Hallelujah. Thank you. And now we're going to move right on, and we're going to have Brother T. Shark going to come with his fruit. Following him, Kanari is going to come with his fruit. Amen. We're going to just keep it rolling. Keep it rolling. Keyshard, are you ready? Keyshard, Kenari? heaven. Hello?
Yeah, we're here.
Okay, come forth. I maybe had you muted out. Okay, come forth right now.
Okay. Sometimes it's not easy to be kind to someone who has been mean to you or a beggar on the street. When God gives you a gift, well, gives us a gift, it's more than just being kind to others. He might help us be kind to someone who really needs it, and we're not even aware of it. For example, maybe you feel like you should write a letter or call a grandparent. God might be urging you to do that because they are having a bad day, and that's exactly what they need to cheer them up. Amen.
Amen. And your fruit is what?
Kindness.
Kindness. Amen. All right. Man, Kenari, come forth.
Yes, ma'am. My fruit is greatness. To be patient, to wait calmly without complaining. I will be talking about greatness. Gentleness. Let your gentleness be evident to all the Lord in here. 4 and 5. To be peaceable and gentle, showing every consideration for all men. Titus 3:2. A gentle answer turns away wounds, wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. Amen.
Proverbs.
Amen. His word was gentleness. Amen. We learned about gentleness. Now we're going to hear from Ashayla Hilton. Come forward.
Hi, my fruit is self-control. To be honest and truthful, self-control helps us and avoid conforming to the things of this world. It guides our decisions and it correlates with how we show the other fruit in our lives. For example, patience requires self-control. Proverbs 4:29 says, "Whoever is patient has great understanding, but one who is quick-tempered displays folly." Our sinful nature leads us to give into our temper, but we are called to rise above this and show patience. Self-control can be applied to all the fruits of the Spirit in the same way it is applied to forbearance. Displaying self-control is often a matter of responding rather than reacting. We are more likely to become defensive and say hurtful things. Responding, however, involves developing a thoughtful response that is guided by reason more than emotion. Jesus Christ gives us the perfect example of self-control because he lived a sinless life and possessed every fruit of the Spirit. Amen.
Amen. God bless the children. Amen. Is Minister Brenda Mims on? Minister Brenda Mims. Hello, is Minister Brenda Mims on? Minister Sharon, are you on? M- Minister Sherry,
yes,
are you on?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello,
I'm here.
Brenda.
Brenda on too. She on.
All right. We're going to call for Minister Brenda right now. Come forward.
You hear me, Ms. Zadie?
Yes, ma'am.
You hear me, Ms. Zadie?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea.
Yes.
I'll be daily. Oh, forgive me, y'all.
It's all right.
Just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to thee.
You'll be y'all.
Let
That's
it
all right.
be, dear Lord, let it be. I am weak, but thou art strong.
There you go.
Jesus, keep me from all wrong.
Yes,
I'll be satisfied as long as I walk close to thee.
Amen. I apologize for that, y'all, because I don't know what's going on with my throat, but I thank God for that.
Mm-hmm. Praise God, amen. Praise God, praise God.
Give amen.
Him the glory.
Praise God.
Glory. Amen. Brother, the courage to come forth. Amen. We ain't coming out
yes,
of
yes,
our own. We're coming in the spirit of godliness. Amen. Amen.
Yeah,
it ain't about
yes.
us. It's about giving God glory in our lives, no matter what we're
yes.
going through.
Amen.
Amen. We are going through some things.
Amen.
Even our young people are going through some things. So it's a blessing just to come forth with a praise. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank
amen.
You. Amen. Amen. Next, we're going to have Brother Jonathan Smith to come forth. Brother Jonathan, are you on the line?
Come on.
Jonathan Smith, are you on the line? Okay, I don't hear Jonathan. So we'll go back to Shayla have a song, and Sister Peggy Bourne have a song. So we're going to come in that order.
Yes, ma'am. I have a song. Hold on one second.
Okay, yes, we can hear you.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Give me you, everything else you lay. Give me you, I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Give me you. Everything else can wait.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord.
In you, I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you.
Lord.
and give me you. I'm hoping not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you.
Hallelujah.
Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Give me you. Everything else can wait. Give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Give me you. Everything else can wait. And give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Yes, Lord, give me you. Everything I can wait. Give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. And give me you.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Give me everything else can wait. Everything can wait, yes, Lord God. Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Oh, now, who did I call next? I done forgot. I got kind of excited.
Peggy.
Come on, Sister Peggy. Come on. Sister Peggy Bowen, New Orleans, Louisiana. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yes, God. Sister Peggy, are you on? Hello? Sister Peggy? Peggy. Excuse me, Sister Peggy. Richay Smith.
Yes, ma'am.
While we're waiting on Sister Peggy, she was on and having misplaced her here somewhere. I hope I don't have her muted out. I'm trying to work with this computer.
Okay, so you want me to start?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead, my darling.
Yes, ma'am. My name is Richay. I go by Queen Dream. I'm blessed to be here. And tonight I'm going to sing The Love Will Make a Way Somehow by Hezekiah Walker.
Amen.
Man.
Like a ship that's tossed and driven, led by an angry sea. When the storms of life are raging and the spirit falls on me, I wonder what I have done to make this race so hard to run. Then I say to my soul, soul, take courage. The Lord will make a way somehow.
Amen.
The Lord will make a way somehow.
Amen.
Like a tossed and driven, led by an angry sea, when the songs of life are raging
and the Spirit falls on me. I wonder what I have done to make this race so hard to run. Then I say to my soul, take courage. The Lord will make a way somehow. The
Lord will
make a way somehow.
Hallelujah.
Even the journey may not be easy.
Amen.
It will be. Sometimes I get so lonely and disordered. Oh, Lord. Sometimes I just don't want to bother and I begin to stay. Lord, what I have done to make this race so hard for me to run. Then I say to my soul, take courage. The Lord will make a way somehow. Yes,
yeah.
The Lord will make a way somehow. Somehow. Did I say to my soul, take courage, the Lord will make a way somehow. Yeah, the Lord will make a way somehow. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen. 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 The Lord will make a way somehow. I'm going to believe that today.
Yes,
oh, my God. Yes, thank you, Lord, that you will. Hallelujah. You don't have to worry. The Lord will make a way somehow. Sister Peggy. Sister Peggy Barnes. Sister Peggy Barnes, I'm trying my best to unmute her. And now nobody won't let me. But Brother Jonathan, come forward. Jonathan Smith, Macomb, Mississippi, will you come forward at this time?
Ooh. Hello, Sister Zeta. I hate to break in. This is Miss Diane.
Okay, Miss Diane.
Hello.
Hello, yes, Brother Jonathan, come forward. Uh-huh. And then I'm trying to unmute her, and then we're going to have my sweet sister Diane, first time caller. Woo, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Come on in, Brother Jonathan.
If you need somebody to walk with you, I'd like to meet you to the Lord. If you need somebody to talk to you, I'd like to recommend you to the Lord. I recommend Jesus.
Hey, y'all go ahead, man.
Amen. I recommend Jesus. Somebody say, I recommend Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
I recommend Jesus. I'm sorry. I have my song. I'm ready. If you don't mind being called foolish, and if you don't mind being called simple, maybe you'll have a chance to be seen in my life. And if you don't mind being a servant, living and working in the shadow, Maybe I'll have a chance to be seen in your life. And if you can take me and criticize when friends and loved ones tell lies, maybe you'll have a chance to be seen in my life. You'll get the glory, Lord. You'll get the glory, Lord. You take all of me, I want you to be seen in my life.
In my life.
If you take me and criticize when friends and loved ones tell lies, maybe I have a chance to be seen in your life. If you can take me and falsely accuse, still love when you abuse, maybe I have a chance to be seen in your life. You'll get the glory, Lord. You'll get the glory, Lord. Take all of me, I want you to be seen in my life.
Yes.
If you can take me and criticize when friends and loved ones tell lies, maybe I have a chance to be seen in your life.
Oh, yes.
If you can take me and falsely accuse, still love when you abuse, maybe I have a chance to be seen in your life. You'll get the glory, Lord. You'll get the glory, Lord. Take all of me, I want you to be seen in my life. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Oh, bless his name.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Sister Peggy. Amen. Thank you, Sister Peggy. Amen. She said, go be happy.
Next, we're
going to
have six. We're going to let you and your gang come forward right now. The Z Squad. Come forward, the Z Squad.
Amen.
Are you ready?
We might get back on. I'm trying to listen to the TV.
Okay. Time is running out. The time will be going off in a few seconds, so. The Z Squad on all the six would be ready. Somebody is kind of noisy there. Hello? Okay. Six, are you on the line? Six, are you on the line? Six, are you on the line? I don't know. Maybe I muted her out like I did Sister Peggy. I don't know. Y'all working with this?
Yeah.
I would like to leave it all unmuted at the same time, but I get so much noise, so I'll be trying to get a little mixed up there. Six, are you on the line? Six, Smith, are you on the line?
Okay, yeah, y'all had me muted. We was reading and everything.
Yeah, I figured.
Okay,
that just found me. I'm so sorry. Come forward,
okay, Zeldin is going to read goodness.
goodness.
Amen.
Yeah.
To like someone or
something,
something or someone so much that it causes to
it causes you to do good.
Okay, let me read this one right here.
God wants us to try to be good and have the fruit of the Spirit in us. We can try to have love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, but the Spirit will give us the kind of gifts He wants us to have. It's hard to do it on our own. We need the Spirit to help us with each of these things. Goodness, Zaya.
Amen.
Zaya is going to read love.
Amen.
The definition of love.
That was good. Amen.
Amen. To have the strong feeling of will being that comes from being right with God.
Amen.
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 And I'm going to read faithfulness. The definition of faithfulness, to have power over one's actions. Okay, thank you,
Mama. Amen, amen. And that's all in the message. All in the message. All in the message. That's a message within itself. The fruit of the Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we know. We know that if we live in the Spirit, amen.
Mm-hmm.
If we live in the Spirit, then we'll be what God. We'll be the fruit that God wants us to be. Amen.
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 He wants us to be fruitful. Yes, He wants us to be fruitful. Amen. Amen. So I just thank each and every one. Amen. That came on the show, and everybody just played for such a beautiful role, and I'm just so proud of our children learning about the fruit of the Spirit: love,
amen,
joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. I let some of the children choose their own topic, and they even since I have a problem with this, I think I'll choose this one. Since I have a problem,
mm-hmm,
you know, we have to recognize we have a problem. Then we can tell God we sorry and we don't want that problem, and God will help us. Amen.
Amen.
God will help, amen, to bring forth the fruit that He wants us to bring. Amen.
Amen.
He wants us to bring love and joy, peace. Amen. He wants us to bring all of these fruit forward. Amen. In our everyday life, with our sisters and our brothers, with our mothers and our fathers. Amen. If we don't have love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, we need to be praying for it. Pray for it.
Because
this is what God wants us to have so we can have the fullness of joy in our life. He wants us to have a life full. He wants us, Jesus came that we may have life and that we may have it more abundantly. He wants us to have that love, joy, and peace. And then when we have that, we can share that to everybody. We can share that with everybody.
Amen.
Amen. So that's what we want to do. We want our young people to be encouraged. And to know if you're not showing the fruit of the Spirit, pray and ask God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Pray and ask God. And we want our seniors too. We want our elderly. Some of us elderly is still learning self-control, patience,
No, we're still learning.
Amen.
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 Amen. Every day we have to take off what we recognize. Just like some of the kids said, well, I have a problem with this, so I'm going to choose this one. So we have to, as adults, as seniors, as mothers, fathers, we have to say, well, I have a problem with this, so I need to cast this off. Amen?
Right.
Amen.
Put on this. Put on the right spirit. Amen. Amen. So you all be blessed. I love each and every one of you, and thank you so ever much for coming on and being a part of the show. And I realize that the show is a little,
God bless.
A little raggedy, but we are dealing with young people, and we want it's about our young people. Amen. Amen.
Right.
We,
amen.
We don't want the noise. As much, we want to eliminate as much noise as we can, but we do not want to eliminate God's program because of the noise. Because in the midst of the noise, God has a word for his children. Amen.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Amen. 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 So you all be blessed. I love you. Until next week, I would love to have you come back. New visit, new first-time callers. If it's your first time, please come again. If you have a Facebook page, go to your Facebook and view it on Facebook. And other ones that we have, you know, we previous ones, they're all on the Facebook. Amen.
Amen.
Think a way that you can help me with these children. Help me with the young people. Help me encourage. Give me a phone call, the ones that have my number. Text me. Inbox me if you're on the Facebook. Yeah, let me know if you have some things that you can help me with to bring forth to enlighten our children. Because our children
need
help. Our children need the word of God, which is going to bring them through life. Amen. And once again, I'm going to bless you all, and you all be blessed. Until next time.
You too.
Everybody say bye-bye.
Love you all.
Love you.
Bye-bye.
Love y'all. Be blessed.
Love y'all. Be blessed.
Yeah, I see my mothers out there and my friends out there. I see these numbers popping up. Yes, I see the numbers that I recognize, and I love you all. My niece Rhonda, Mother Smith, Mother Alice, Mother Betsy. Amen. Mother Rose. Amen. I see these numbers popping up out there. Mother June Paul. I see them. I love you all. Till next time. Bye-bye.
Love y'all. Be blessed. Bye.
Yeah. Thank you all.